Welcome, dear listeners, to our journey through the profound and timeless lessons of the Torah. Today, we delve into the heart of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, exploring why we read about the sacred services performed in the Holy Temple on this holiest of days. It's about understanding the respect and reverence due to the sanctuary as instructed to Moses. Consider the high priest who, on this solemn day, is not adorned in his usual majestic eight-piece attire. Instead, he dons four simple linen garments, akin to those worn by a junior priest. This humility is key, stripping away the grandeur to focus on the purity of the service. It's a powerful lesson that transcends time and place. Much like the Brooklyn Bridge stands as a testament to connecting and unifying disparate parts. On Yom Kippur, the high priest's service is punctuated by immersion in a mikveh, a ritual bath, five times each time changing his garment. Process of to and fro, akin to a spiritual cleansing, is as meticulous as it is symbolic, representing a complete renewal. When Aaron offers his own bull as a sin offering, it personalizes atonement, a lesson in responsibility and introspection for us all. And how do we distinguish between the goats, one for God and one for Azazel? Through a lottery demonstrating that sometimes our choices are guided by more than just our will. The two goats, identical in appearance, remind us that what is godly should be as beautiful as what is worldly. This duality challenges us to elevate even our mundane actions to a level of sanctity. Finally, we learn the critical lesson of reverence for holy places. The high priest's very life depends on his purity within the Holy of Holies. This teaches us the profound respect required when approaching the sacred, reminding us that our behavior must rise to meet the sanctity of our surroundings. Thank you for joining us on this insightful exploration. This podcast was produced and sponsored by Daniel Aronoff.